On the news line now with us now, Erica Shames, president and publisher of Susquehanna Life. Good morning, Erica. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad what you're doing, and I just appreciate that. And pretty soon you'll be able to come back to our studio, so hopefully before the summer issue, but certainly in the weeks and months ahead, you'll be back here. How have you been faring during the pandemic? We talked about the kindness issue kind of tiding us over through the winter, really talking about that. What has happened since we last spoke?
Well, just to answer your question, I've been faring very well. I feel very grateful. I'm healthy. My family's healthy. So, really happy about that. And we really tried to carry over that kindness theme because I think people need some inspiration. People need something to turn to feel hopeful and to feel like they are going to emerge on the other side of this okay. And so the spring issue really takes up that theme again. I think the cover, if you have seen it, kind of says it all, hope, healing, and renewal. That idea that we're not out of the woods yet, but as you mentioned, we're emerging there slowly, hopefully, although I heard your stats on the COVID cases not sounding great. They're definitely on the upward trend. So a little concerning, but just sounding a message of hope, and I feel like kindness really plays a big part in that.
Well, and that it does continue. I mean, you talk about mindfulness and the new issue. You talk about cookies for caregivers. So I really think you hit another home run with this spring issue. Tell us about the issue. Kind of introduce us to what folks will see in the spring issue, and then we're going to talk about the podcast.
Sure. Like always, we try to, offer a diverse sampling of different ideas and different glimpses of life. There's a wonderful article on, how a group of families in Lewisburg and Milton got together to forge a solution for their kids' learning, for their kids' education. They formed a learning pod, which is something you hear about nationally, but it's also taking place right here. There's a wonderful story on, as you mentioned, cookies for caregivers. We love to highlight what people are doing in their communities to, again, carry that kindness torch. This was a wonderful idea about how two men ended up baking cookies and giving them away to our frontline workers, and how this idea has actually spread nationwide. Of course, we have our hiking havens. People are always looking for ideas to get outside, and I think especially now, so we have some ideas about places to go to hike. And then there's a really interesting story about, we've talked about the eel traps before, but we delve a little bit further in this issue, talking about just the miraculousness and how old these things actually might be. Older than the pyramids, which is just mind-boggling.
thousands of years old. I figure they'd probably hundreds. I think back to Native Americans using these eel traps or eel weirs that are in the in the river. But then it turns out in the podcast you reveal thousands, 5,000-6,000 years old, something like that, perfectly realistic. So yeah, and you got some great photographs. Who did the photography of the eel weirs?
Actually, Van Wagner's son, Luke Wagner, went around with a drone, and he took videos of these eel traps. And, I learned a new skill. I didn't realize that you can actually capture still photos from a video and download them. So that was a new skill that I learned.
Well, it's fabulous photographs. And, of course, he learned what other photographers have learned after years, that just the right angle makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, one area you can see well what's happening under the water, and the next area you can't. But he found just the right spot. Well, and how pleasurable was it to talk about Simone? We rarely mention her, but she's the heart of the magazine.
I know. She really is. She's just such a bright spot in my life. I think that the approach that she takes to Susquehanna Life design is just so artistic and so you know, such a notch above what I see, you know, in a lot of publications. And I'm just so grateful for her friendship and for her hard work and diligence. And it's just a joy to see, you know, I send her the photos and the articles in Word, and just to see what she dreams up as far as a design for each article is just one of the bright spots in putting the magazine together.
Well, yeah, she's got a real gift. So it was great to hear her story going all the way back to East Germany and how her art career almost got off to a no start, really. So, all right, well, you talk about making herb teas. Let's dig in. And along comes the podcast, Peterson Toscano, and you somehow developed this idea. You're swimming around and you're finding you found out that there's a podcast that could be made of this, which brings the whole magazine just into a whole new three-dimensional and new colorful life.
We realized how harmful the pandemic was being to our children emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, that we formed what we laughingly called Camp COVID. We took some risk to actually bring some life into our children's lives.
Risk-taking is so fundamental in the development of a whole child. Trust that all of this nature really was what children have always had to play with, and it's what all toys are sort of inspired from.
And that's an excerpt of the podcast. So, yeah, sorry about that. We kind of crashed into your response there. That's my bad. But honestly, the podcast with the music, Peterson has such a gift and is such a gift to the world that we just really think he brought this to life. Tell us about this podcast, the Susquehanna Life Out Loud podcast now.
Yes, I am so grateful to Peterson for dreaming up this idea. I have to be honest and say I never even contemplated doing a podcast, but, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you say it brings each issue to life. I mean, we're, you know, relegated to these pages, but for him to be able, he's a fantastic interviewer, and for him to be able to take these stories, you know, a layer deeper with his interviews, and yes, put them all together with incredible music and just style, and you know, he's top notch. I can't say enough great things about Peterson, because he doesn't just do the podcast, but he does it exceptionally well, and that means the world to me, because that's important for, you know, the Susquehanna Life brand, for him to carry on the same quality that I've strived to achieve all these years. Just means so much to me. So kudos to Peterson for the idea and for carrying it out so well.
Well, and I think if you have an article in the magazine and you're reading it and you hear that there is, I think, an 11-year-old named Gabriel, and he's telling you how much he enjoys the pod school that you talk about, that's great.
Actually, he's 6 years old.
Six,
he's so,
okay, yeah,
he's
super.
He's so mature.
Well, and
he
then
sounds like he's 11.
Well, anybody can read about a child, but when you hear that voice, you know, I just love to hear children's voices when they're speaking, and it's just a great egg. To hear him talking to Peterson, I thought, oh, there's two birds of a feather talking to each other, you can tell. So that's just great. Well, elaborate on this pod school. This is just a great article. That's a real winner, that whole article.
Yeah, that was amazing. I think another way that Peterson has assisted my work is, you know, when he hears about great story ideas, he'll bring them to me. And this was a story idea that began with Peterson, his friend Alex. His family is part of this pod. So Peterson brought this idea to me, and I just thought it was right on, spot on. So we definitely wanted to pursue it. And then, of course, it made a great addition to the podcast as well.
Great. Well, we're just about out of time, but I just think the whole magazine's full of great features. You show the side of the Lewis Lumber Building up in Picture Rocks, which is just that whole company is such a... I haven't read the article yet, but I really hope you dig in there, because it's a very, very unique company, and they have just a different mindset for what has happened in the past and what they're doing with wood.
Yeah.
Mindfulness. Exactly. Oops, I'm sorry. Please go right ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think they take being stewards of the land very, very seriously, which, you know, means the world to a lot of people. A lot of people turn to wood as a product of choice for construction, and the fact that they do it sustainably, is very important for now and into the future.
Well, if you know them, they're a steward of the talents that are available in the Lycoming County region and of their workers, too. So we can mm-hmm. talk about that. Well, thank you so much for this. We invite folks to listen to the Susquehanna Life Out Loud podcast, which is downloadable whatever format you so choose. Or you can just go to susquehannalife.com and click on the link and just listen to it a one-time listen if you so choose. You don't necessarily have to have a podcast. Erica, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our good discussion?
No, just encouraging everyone, especially those who have never read Susquehanna Life, to pick up a copy of the spring issue, and I think you will like what you see and what you read, and then, you know, turn to the podcast to get another level of depth to the articles that you read. And thank you, Mark, so much for this opportunity. Oh. It means the world to me.
Oh, you betcha. Well, it's been always a pleasure to interview you. We interview you about every 3 months, so I would think we should be in person next time we chat. So
yeah,
certainly.
That would be novel.
Or an outdoor lunch up there would be appropriate again, I think.
Oh,
so.
Yes, that would be lovely. My treat.
Oh, jeez. How about tomorrow? No, just kidding. All right. Thank you so much, Erica Shames. Very much appreciated. Good morning.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
That is Erica Shames, president and publisher of Susquehanna Life, susquehannalife.com. New issue out. Of course, I just think it's fabulous writing about our area. Really, you know, you wonder what's going right around here. Well, that's what they raise up and talk about in the magazine, so it's just a great issue. And the podcast brings it to a third dimension, which just pops right off the page. Well, if you listen to the podcast, then read the articles. So we invite you to check it out, susquehannalife.com.